Thank you very much for getting concerned to know what is the next move. Basically, yes, it is true that the deadline has ended yesterday. And of course, we are going still to do what is expected of us as a state.
Yes, just briefly, can you tell us what are these that are expected of you and you're going to do as the deadline has gone already?
First of all, as we had mentioned in our circular, it had stated very clearly that certain positions, and there are some of those positions that cannot immediately be actually taken over because it require a lot of process. So in this case, everything will be handled cases by case. But there are those positions, such as, for instance, receptionist. This is a very low position that can easily be taken over by any national. So what is going to happen is that we will make some kind of follow-up to see how compliant the people have been or the establishment have been. All everything will be done in a very smooth way whereby everybody will have to understand the whole process.
Yes, when the circular was issued on September, there was a lot of outcry, especially from the neighboring countries, and others have taken it actually that South Sudan is expelling foreigners. Now, because of this outcry, there was a second circular that was issued, and it seems now that the government of South Sudan has a little bit back out from the original circular that they have issued. Is that the case with the slow implementation?
There was a press release explaining, because first of all, everybody was like they did not understand the circular. They went to number two. There was a little bit of word that was not put there. Yet, right away in the beginning of the circular, it was stated very clearly that certain positions, and then again in point three, it was also indicating those positions that we would wish that national takes over. And it does not really, I repeat, it does not imply that we do not want foreigner to work in this country. Of course, we do like foreigner to work in this country, but at the same time, establishing any kind of work in the country should also create jobs to the national. And that is why, that is one of the processes we are trying to make, that there is need for national also to be involved. As we talk, there are a lot of qualified national that could be able to take over those jobs. It does not mean that if we are saying so, we are saying that we do not want any foreigner. That is not the case. We are saying let the establishment also consider qualified national to get employment.
Yes, Madam Helen, before we look at how actually the Ministry of Labor is going to implement this, just a simple question. Do this circular still stands? I mean, was that not a U-turn like, okay, the government has just said, well, foreigners can continue until the labor laws are out?
What I said, Sevin, is that we had stated in the press release clearly that we are talking of certain positions. And this means we are still saying that those low position that we have talked of, we need it to be occupied by national. People had, for instance, misunderstood us when we were talking of executive. But we have explained in the press release that we mean like private secretaries. There is a executive secretaries. We do not mean like, for instance, the bank managers or these the highest managerial position. We are not meaning that. We are not sending anybody of those category out. No, we are not meaning those positions. We are talking of those simple position, things like office manager, receptionist, drivers, messengers. These are the obvious positions that need to be taken over. Even the position of human resource officers, because this can help the organization, and we are not against anybody at all. So by the press release, it implies that we are still giving forward that it is important that national needs to take over position of that kind.
Great.
But we are not meaning the highest position.
Okay. Okay. Now, with these positions that you have mentioned, and you say national should be the one to take over, how are you going to implement this since the deadline has already ended?
Yes, the deadline is over. We are still going to have a process of its implementation. And we are, for this matter, still working out how are we going to ensure that this circular is implemented. So at the moment, we are working out strategies how to go about